currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. We come to you every week with the latest in what's going on here in Kirkland. The 2010 census is being mailed out within the next week. The census is required every 10 years by the Constitution to count each resident in the United States. The 2010 census helps decide how to split over $400 billion in federal funds among communities around the nation. And here's Dave and Brianne's story on how federal funding has helped them.
I think we were even talking about the green roof when I first met you.
Yeah, he told me that he bought a building and I told him that he needed to put a green roof on it.
Yes.
And that's why I decided to start dating him. Because he had the space. I grew up with a garden and then had an internship that had a gardening bit to it, but never anything this intense. We have a cherry tree.
Grapes, kiwi, hops.
Sweet peppers, hot peppers.
We decided that we wanted to do this food producing green roof, and then Brianne told me about funding opportunities, so we applied for the green roof grant.
The city offers it every year.
Green beans.
Nasturtiums. Basically just to promote green roofs in Chicago.
It helps with heating and air conditioning costs. It helps insulate the building. Tomatillos.
Three different kinds of watermelon.
Strawberries.
We did a little bit of research, wrote a proposal, and then got the money. Around the same time, he was also getting more into cooking. Hadn't really cooked before. You mostly ate green beans out of a can, right?
I love green beans. Basil, zucchini.
We even eat the marigold flowers.
The food co-op is going to be a perfect way for the money to be spent because it's going to bring great food into the community where there's maybe not as many options. Once you could have something that's really pretty to look at but also provides food for you, I don't really know how you can complain. So I'm still going to be eating green beans out of a can, but we grew them this time.
Yeah.
This year's census is a whopping 10 questions long. It's the shortest in census history. It should take about 10 minutes to complete, and it even comes with a prepaid postage envelope. Chris, the Texan taxidermist, was given a sneak peek of the census form.
This is the census, okay. Just one page? Man, that's not bad. Yeah, you know, I don't see anything on here like, you know, specifics about, like, income. Pretty simple questions. Yeah, I would fill this out.
It's important to mail your census back so that your voice can be heard. In the 2000 census, 72% of residents in the Kirkland area completed their census form. And the goal this year is to do even better. The questionnaire needs to be mailed by April 1st. For more information about the 2010 census, please go to 2010.census.gov. The 2010 census. It's time to be heard. Sidewalk construction has begun in the Highlands neighborhood on a new school walk. Nearly 1,900 feet of concrete curb, gutter, sidewalk, and street trees will be put in along 116th Avenue, heading north, which will connect with the existing sidewalks at 94th Place and Northeast 100th Street.
This section of sidewalk is the missing piece in a whole web of walkways that connects this neighborhood to the rest of the city.
The new sidewalk is being designated as a school walk route for Peter Kirk Elementary, and it also connects with the Northeast 100th Street I-405 overpass.
Kirkland Junior High School is just a couple blocks in this direction, but also Cotton Hill Park Trail and the Burlington Northern Railroad Trail. And this direction is the Forbes Creek stairs that leads down to the railroad. And this direction leads to downtown Kirkland.
The project includes new American Disabilities Act compliant wheelchair ramps at all crossing locations. The hours of operation for this project are between 7 in the morning and 6 at night, Monday through Friday. The completion date is estimated to be in May of this year. In order to complete the project in a timely fashion, parking along 116th Avenue will be restricted. No parking signs will be posted 24 hours in advance of all of these restrictions.
We've waited a long time for this sidewalk, and even though it's mildly disruptive during the construction process, I don't think anyone really cares because we're really, really excited about what we're going to get.
During construction hours, there may be an inconvenience when driving through the work zone, as traffic control and flagging operations will be in effect. Kirkland Choral Society is proud to announce their upcoming event, Song Feast Jazz. The event will take place on March 13th at 6 o'clock at the East Shore Unitarian Church in Bellevue. The evening will include a dinner by 12 Baskets Catering and music from the Kirkland Choral Society and special guests, the Lake Washington High School Lyrica Chamber Singers. There will also be an auction, which includes a weekend getaway at the luxurious Woodmark Hotel and Spa on the lake at Carolyn Point. Song Feast Jazz. The tickets are available for purchase on KirklandChoralSociety.org, as well as more information about the event. Proceeds for the event will benefit Kirkland Choral Society and their mission to bring fine choral music to the community. The first of 8 furlough days will occur on March 12th for the city of Kirkland. The city, like many others, is experiencing significant budget problems due in large part to the current economic conditions, but also the failure of the private utility tax increase in last November's election. On March 12th, all city offices, with the exception of police and fire and the municipal court, will be closed. Kirkland hopes to add some seriously high fiber to the community's broadband network as it bids to be considered by Google for its Fiber for Communities project.
We're announcing our plans to build and test ultra-high-speed broadband networks in the United States. We plan to provide fiber to the home service with speeds up to 1 gigabit per second for at least 50,000 and potentially up to 500,000 people.
Google plans to test ultra-high-speed broadband networks in one or more locations in the United States and seeks proposals, including citizen feedback, from cities, counties, and communities. The Kirkland City Council supports the bid and encourages citizens to nominate Kirkland and share their thoughts about this project.
We're the city of the birth of cellular, 1G to 4G. We're the city that took the wire out of Clear, as we know, down at Carillon Point. We're the city of Google Kirkland. We're the city that had Alan Mulally deliver to Microsoft one of the most technologically wonderful Ford cars, which is on the cutting edge, and he came to Kirkland to bring that to Ballmer of Microsoft. We have, most importantly, we have the large, the medium, and the small businesses that will take full advantage of this beta test. We also have those incredible 1,500 small home businesses that we've nurtured, where out of those garages will come the next technological revolution.
To nominate the city by March 26, 2010, go to the website below. To learn more about the city's bid and to submit comments by March 21st, go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/Google RFI. The Kirkland City Council has approved the temporary expansion of membership for many of its boards and commissions to allow residents of the new annexation area the chance to participate. New membership is being extended to the city's Planning Commission, Park Board, and Human Services Advisory Committee by 2 seats each, and the Library Board by 1 seat. Applications are being accepted now for terms that will expire on March 31st, 2012. Completed applications must be received by the city clerk prior to 4 o'clock on Thursday, March 25th. For more information about these vacancies and for applications, visit the information counter at City Hall, visit the city's website, or call 425-587-3190. The Kirkland City Council is looking for volunteers to assist the council in developing a code of ethics. Those who are chosen will serve on an ad hoc committee of 5 to 7 members for about 6 months. The committee is being put together to develop a recommended code of ethics that will apply to the city council and city boards and commissions. If you are interested in being considered for the ethics committee, submit a letter of interest to the Kirkland City Council by 4 o'clock on March 25th to the address below or by email to citycouncil@ci.kirkland.wa.us. The letter should describe your experience in developing or administering a code of ethics, your familiarity with public and nonprofit entities, and any related experience relative to the committee's work. Water, colors, everything! That's what the new tourist logo, released at the March 2nd council meeting, will declare. A series of surveys were conducted to find what people thought about when they think of Kirkland. And the survey says, the water, the colorful works of art, and everything else that makes Kirkland special. The new tourist logo is taking on a nautical theme, with neutral colors and well-known waterfront attractions in Kirkland. Come on out and help celebrate Kirkland's opening day of baseball season. The Kirkland American Little League Parade will take place on March 20th at 10 a.m. to kick off their opening day. For more information about the parade and other Little League information, go to www.kirklandamerican.com. Play ball. The future is now.
Do you have a passion to learn?
Do you want to make a difference today?
Well, together we can.
Hi, I'm Charlie Callan.
Chris Norwood.
Jasmine Clark.
On March 25th, over 100 students from Kirkland's junior and senior high schools will depart classes and begin exploring the future.
There are lectures ranging from college planning to career choices, stress management to financial fun.
And this year, students will even get a chance to discuss a dream Kirkland and see a special keynote speaker.
This and much more will be happening at the 2010 Kirkland Youth Summit.
Your future now.
Your future now.
Hosted by the Kirkland Youth Council at the Kirkland Performance Center,
the Peter Kirk Community Center,
and the Kirkland Teen Union Building.
Visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us to register. Registration runs until March 18th.
Also, look for posters around your school for more information.
The youth is the future.
What decisions are made now will affect all of us, too.
Make a difference.
Make a difference. Make a difference and discover your future now.
For more information about the Kirkland Youth Summit, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/youth or call 425-587-3323. Do you want to help set a world record? And you play a stringed instrument? Well, hey, there's good news for you. String Jam 2010 is looking for 250 violin, viola, cello, and string bass players of all experience levels to help participate in the setting of a Guinness World Record. The event is set to take place on April 10th at the Juanita High School Fieldhouse, but the registration date for those who would like to perform is March 22nd. Each performer must register separately and fill out a short questionnaire in order to get an accurate count for this world record. All proceeds for String Jam 2010 will benefit the Lake Washington School District Orchestra programs.
I'm Henry Bischofberger at Henry Bischofberger Violins here in Kirkland, and want to wish you guys a lot of luck in this fun endeavor, the 2010 String Jam. Thank you.
For more information and to purchase tickets, go to redmondorchestras.org.
Join us.
Now for this week's episode of Council Up Close, I sat down with Dave Asher for a one-on-one interview. We talk about his first job.
Spent just about every day out with a gallon of gas and a lawnmower, walking down the street and seeing if anyone wanted their lawn mowed.
Who has been the biggest influence on his life?
I've had great bosses. I've learned a lot of things from various people, but the foundation was built at home.
And his hope for Kirkland. To watch this program, go to the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next week.